Welcome to another Reality Hacker Shortcast. I am your host, Michael Gustin, and today we are talking about the key difference between those that perform high, that achieve high, that live high, and those that find themselves in perpetual states of failure. We're trying out a new thing here on the podcast. If you've got any manifestation stories that you'd like to share with us, any stories of success around using the law or the principles that we teach, we'd love for you to shoot us a message. So if you go onto our Anchor page, you can find the opportunity to send us a voice message. And what we can do is feature you in one of our upcoming podcasts. We would love to feature you and your success and show that off with the world. So if that's something you're interested in, just find that on the homepage. And we'll look forward to hearing from you. So with that being said, here's a little second of what you can get from Anchor. And then we'll get started. Sound good. What's the difference between people who are perpetually successful and people who are perpetually failing? Seems to be a question that's plagued most of us for thousands of years. Most people never get a handle on why they perpetually find themselves in situations that seem to repeat over and over and over again. There's one factor, a single factor that differentiates the person who begins to find perpetual success and the one who finds themselves perpetually failing. And it doesn't matter what area of life is being discussed here. This could be your business, could be your relationships, it could be your job, could be your career. If you look at your life, there are areas of it that find themselves perpetually repeating, and all you have to do is take a look back. Look at the themes, look at the patterns. Why are things always falling apart? There's one reason why, and it's simply because of the way your brain is wired. And the good news about the brain is that it can be rewired. But the truth is, for most of us, because we listen to our parents, because we listen to the people who may mean well, but are only projecting their own limiting beliefs onto us, that say things like, well, it's just too hard. Success is only for the lucky. Success is a matter of chance. It's never insured. Well, you may get there, but you probably won't. Different things like that. Life sucks. You just have to make it less sucky. You know, we've heard these things. I've heard them for most of my life until I cut those people out of my life and decided to rewire my own brain. But it's really important that you understand that these thoughts, these dialogues, these basic fundamental beliefs, they're recycling themselves into your life. You cannot possibly continue to believe that you are a piece of crap and you are not worthy and that nobody wants you and all these different kind of victim stories and expect to be a victor. If you want to be a victor, you've got to change the fundamental beliefs that you carry about yourself and about the world. And oftentimes, this is not an overnight process. This is not a marketing ploy that can be sold to you. For most, this is a multi-month, multi-year-long process. For some, even a multi-decade-long process. Because so many of the beliefs that we carry are so deeply ingrained, and they hold aspects of our personality together. So when we try and pick at them, it's like picking at a scab. And you pick at that scab, and it starts burning, and it starts itching, and it starts bleeding. And so we have one of two things here. We let the scab heal by giving it patience, by giving it attention, by nurturing it. Or we continue to pick at it, which is only going to cause it to scar. And we can do the same thing when it comes to how we are approaching life. See, if you're consistently going throughout the day reacting to things, curious as to why life is happening to you and not what you are doing in your life, you're living from this place of reactivity, of victim. The people that are successful, when you're successful, you're not waiting for life to happen. You are creating life itself. And two completely different frames of mind that will totally change your world. oftentimes the rewiring of the subconscious mind is ultimately something that isn't accomplished as you go throughout your day. It's something accomplished at night when we're asleep, when our conscious mind is not imposing all of its limitations. And so your goal here is to take a look at your own life, to take a look at your own circumstances. Which circumstances are repeating themselves? Circumstances of poverty, of lack, of broken relationships, of failed business ventures. Take a look at them and consider what stories you're carrying, what wiring, what programming you are carrying. Because here's the thing, the beliefs that we carry support the ideas that come into our awareness. When you've got an idea that comes to your awareness as to an option, as to what you can do, what's possible for you, that idea is a sprout of a baseline belief. So here's the whole thing. You can't even begin to think about what is possible if you are convinced that it is not possible, right? If you're convinced that you're a victim, if you're convinced that you're not good enough, if you're convinced that you don't have the capability to succeed, if you're convinced that success comes down to chance, if you're convinced that you making your dreams into reality probably won't happen, the ideas that would actually allow you to do that, the connections, the people that would come together to support that, will never even manifest. None of that will. Because everything that comes after our basic beliefs about ourselves, our basic concepts of ourselves, ultimately is a sprouting of that concept. So if we don't believe that we can even be successful, why would we ever take action in the first place that results in that success? We wouldn't. It's impossible. It's totally illogical, and it doesn't work. And this is the secret. This is the secret to success, is rewiring your brain, your subconscious mind, reconfiguring your perceptions, your paradigms. Because the minute you shift your paradigm, you shift your ideas. The minute you shift your ideas, you shift your action. You shift your feelings. And the minute you shift your ideas and your action and your feeling, you shift the people that you are inspired to surround yourself with, and the books that you're inspired to read, and the action you're inspired to take. And all of a sudden, you start creating results in a way you never did before, simply because you took the step to rewire all of those subconscious programmings that said, I can't do it, I am not enough, I'm not worthy. And I'm here to tell you today that you are worthy, that you are enough, that you can have it, that you can be it, that you can do it, that you are what you want to be right now. But it is your failure to believe it that is the reason why you do not see it. What you are aware of being is always magnifying itself. What you are aware of being magnifies what you are aware of being. And so naturally, if you are aware, either keyed high or keyed low, of being unworthy, undeserving, unloved, they are manifesting themselves in your life as I speak right now. And we can never get away from this. We can never get away from this because we create our experiences in this world. We have been given the power of creation, and we are being called as a species to dive into ourselves and encounter transformation that in and of itself will produce an entirely new way of thinking, an entirely new way of doing, and an entirely new way of being as a species. I want you to think about what happens when every single person decides to become the best version of themselves. What happens? You change the world. The world is changed when each of us decide to go deep inside of ourselves and encounter those demons, encounter those crappy beliefs, encounter those things that we may have a hard time looking at or picking at because it hurts. And we take that pain and we transmute it. We turn it into light by acknowledging the love, the enoughness, the worthiness that we already are. And as we allow our own lights to shine, we give others permission to do the same. You are fully capable of deciding your own destiny. And I can promise you that if you decide to make the decision to change those beliefs, to rewire your mind for success, for abundance, for health, for wealth, for life, for smart money habits, for smart relationship habits. If you begin to do this, your life will begin to change. You have the power. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you. It always has been, it always is, and it always will be. You've been given such a great gift. Today, it's time to use that gift for your advantage, in your favor, for your success. Because you deserve it. And that's it. So we'll talk to you soon.